Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Former President Trump and 18 allies have until a week from Friday to voluntarily surrender to officials in Georgia after they were indicted last night on charges of engaging in a criminal conspiracy to undermine the state's 2020 election results. It wraps up a 2.5-year investigation for Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis.
We do want to move this case along, and so we will be asking for a proposed order that occurs a trial date within the next 6 months.
Other defendants include Rudy Giuliani and former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. CBS News legal contributor Ricky Kleeman on what's ahead.
You're going to have to bring all these people in to be arraigned, but when you get to trial, you have 19 lawyers who can question jurors, who can question witnesses. This is a long trial.
I'm Stacey Lynn with reaction to the indictment. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Leader Hakeem Jeffries said these actions reaffirm the shared belief that in America, no one, not even the president, is above the law. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tweeted, Americans, see through this desperate sham. And the Trump campaign said the legal double standard set against President Trump must end.
The death toll climbs to 99 in the Maui wildfires, and desperation sets in.
I don't know how things going to be because we don't have no housing or whatnot, so we just hope for the best.
Thousands of people have been burned out of their homes. The governor is calling for volunteers to sign up with the Red Cross and the Humane Society. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
U.S. Army planes and helicopters with National Guard and active duty and reserve soldiers arrived with supplies. A plane carrying 17 tons of relief supplies is also headed there from North Carolina. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has sent debris and removal personnel and temporary power experts to Maui.
A new study finds Americans in need aren't getting the treatment they need for addiction. CBS's Jim Crisula.
3 in 10 adults in the U.S. have been addicted to opioids or have a family member who has been. Less than half of those have received treatment. The shocking figures come from a survey conducted by KFF, a health policy research group.
Higher interest rates aren't stopping Americans from spending. As inflation eased, the Commerce Department reports, retail sales rose 0.7% in July. That's better than the 0.4% analysts expected. Shopping online, at sporting goods stores, eating out at restaurants and bars led the way. S&P futures down 29. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The majority of the area got about 2 quick inches of rain, while certain areas got even more. The aftermath of yesterday's flooding and strong winds is ongoing, as We Energies reports thousands of power outages in Milwaukee County currently. The most significant accumulation of rain appears to be in the Cedarburg area, where they report nearly 3 inches came down. In Waukesha, the Fox River approached the action flood stage by just an inch, falling short of that 5-foot mark. Through this afternoon, the Lake Michigan beaches in the area should be avoided. A beach hazards statement remains in effect for Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties, warning of 3 to 5 foot waves and dangerous currents. Officials say to stay out of the water, avoiding piers and breakwalls, and potential rip currents. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up. Or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, America, with all of its warts and all of the problems and issues that we have in this nation, there is no better nation on the face of the earth. And there's no place I'd rather live than in this nation, even with all of its warts. But I got to ask you something. U.S. suicides last year hit an all-time high, a record level of Americans taking their own lives. And you got to ask the question again, greatest nation in the history of the planet, and people trying to make it here from all over the world, and yet citizens in this nation are taking their lives at an all-time high. Something is going on. Again, something is going on inside of this nation. And at the root of it is the fact that people are taking their lives. The stress in this nation is more than it should be to succeed. The pressures that people are faced with, that they don't see a way out. Can you imagine? You're in, again, the greatest nation on earth, and people are trying to get here from all over the world, and yet the people inside of it are taking their own lives. Our phone number is always the same, 844-967-2789. Why do you think last year 49,500 people took their own lives? the highest number in the history of the nation. And those numbers are climbing. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which posted the numbers, has not yet calculated a suicide rate for this year. But available data suggests suicides are more common in the U.S. than any other time since the dawn of World War II. There's something wrong when people think that there's nothing I can do. That there's no way out for me other than to take my life. And yet we don't, again, the wealthiest nation on earth, where the top healthcare professionals in the world, and yet we don't have enough, psychiatrists, psychologists, to talk, to have people have conversations and dialogue before they decide to take their lives. So what are some of the stressors that are causing people to take their lives? Well, they don't measure up. Measure up to what? Well, listen, I've always said, let's stop acting like it's easy to make it in America. It's not. If it was so easy to make it in America, all of these people with college degrees who have, you know, done their due diligence, but yet they still struggle. It's not easy to make it in this nation. Let's stop telling that lie. It's difficult, and it's more and more difficult every day because now it's a global competition. Less opportunities than before. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning, Ken. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. That's another record Biden set under his administration. High inflation, high everything. People can't do it. They're stressed out.
Hey, let me say this to you, Ken. This might have been before your time. I don't know how old you are. But I remember when Jimmy Carter was the president and inflation interest rates were 22%. Okay? Look it up. And people weren't taking their lives. Had nothing to do with Joe Biden. I mean, listen, man. You know, you guys, that's all you're kind of one-trick ponies. And that's all you have is to make an uninformed statement like that. That is not it, man. Okay? It's bigger than that. And if that was the answer, well, you know, people are taking their lives because Joe Biden is president. Man, it's kind of ridiculous, man. Back that up.
Policies, inflation.
I just told you. Didn't I just tell you interest rates were 21% under then President Jimmy Carter? And if you go back to when Jimmy Carter was president that long ago and interest rates were 21%, what are you talking about, man? People didn't die. They didn't kill themselves then. That's not the answer, sir.
Yes, policies.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. It's not it. Let's go to Bill from O'Connell. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Oh, good morning. As always, Earl, a great topic. To your friend, our friend from Sturgeon Bay, I want to ask him something. under Biden, we've had more of a push for humanitarian efforts.
No question.
Now, and I want to explain this to the guy from Sturgeon Bay. Humanitarian, the word humanitarian means we help others. So where was this humanitarian effort with Trump? It wasn't around. It wasn't a concept. We don't help others. We worry only about ourselves, and we don't worry about anybody else. So when he says economics is the reason Biden's policies have created a higher suicide rate than Trump. How can he not comprehend humanitarian? And last but not least, to all the people that think Trump is the solution and not the problem, if they read the 14th Amendment, insurrection is mentioned there, and it specifically is mentioned you are not allowed to run for politics again, period. And if you look at Ron Johnson, all the other people in the 14th Amendment, they're named, not named, but they're the word co-conspirators, aiding and abetting, is mentioned. And then if you read their oath of office that they all took to protect this country from foreign and domestic terrorism, they broke their oath. They're not even qualified according to our Constitution. I challenge them all to look it up and read it.
Go ahead, Bill. Yes, go ahead.
So the bottom line is they always want to blame Biden. Someday, if it would ever work, if you had an open forum, I'd love to be on there just to talk to Gary and the guy from Sturgeon Bay and CJ. They are so consumed by hate and lack of humanitarian concepts that if they could understand that, they'd say, well, that is a solution to suicide.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. You know, there are younger people who are taking their lives, and they're taking their lives because the stress that they are under is different than the stress that my generation was under. It's just a fact. You know, and that's part of what we get for living longer. We lived in different time spans. And so I understand that it is more difficult for young people to start their lives and to do the things that my generation was able to do. I mean, I was able to lead a house at 18 years old. And many of my other friends, we were able to start our own homesteads at 18 years old because we had jobs that paid us enough money, that gave us an opportunity to get out on our own and begin our own quest and our own, you know, and make something because that's the way the society was set up. It's not that way anymore, you know, and people are struggling. And it's almost like no matter how hard I try, I can't move forward. There's something inherent in the American dream that's more difficult to obtain. And it makes people think that they are less than, and that they are not successful, and that they are failures. Because in this nation, we measure success on how much money you have and how many things you have. And that's what one of the major issues is. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Tom from West Dallas, I see you. We've got to go to a break. And Tom from L.A., I'll give you a chance. I promise you on the other side. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
It's so hot. Wait.
Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 76. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 55. Daytime highs approaching 81. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Upper 70s Thursday and Friday, with a chance for scattered storms Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
At 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. U.S. suicides hit an all-time high last year, and they're certainly on the uptick once again. 49,900 Americans took their lives. And one of the main increases, they say, is the easy accessibility to guns. Because the number one mode of suicide is a gun. And I am maintaining that a lot of this has to do with the stress that it is, and younger people taking their lives and the stress that they are dealing with in this society, which I think is absolutely unnecessary. There shouldn't be as much stress in this country as there is because of us being the wealthiest nation on earth. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning. Your last caller stole my thunder a little bit. If the other caller before him blaming Biden and his policies. So you're telling me that we have one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country, or in our history, one of the lowest in our history. And he has the CHIPS Act, all the stuff he has done, and we're still blaming Biden. I blame Trump. Trump and his all about me. I mean, our country, when Obama was in charge, or even the Bushes, when they were in charge, we were not like this as a country. We accepted people. We accepted gays. We accepted blacks, all that stuff. I mean, we were so accepting of others that we weren't stressed like that. But now we think everyone hates us. Everyone is all about themselves. They don't care about the Republicans especially. They don't care that other people can succeed. If anything, we're doing everything we can to keep them from succeeding. Also, the pandemic. I mean, I own a business, and my business definitely, definitely took a hit from the pandemic, and I'm still trying to recover it. But I'm sure I'm not blaming Biden for any of this. It was the pandemic. It was Trump's mishandling of the pandemic. It's the Republicans not caring about people who are getting sick from the pandemic.
Well, you know, Tim, it's ridiculous, and it really doesn't even require a response for somebody to say that the reason suicides are up is because of Joe Biden. I mean, it just on its face is just ridiculous, and it does show that that's somebody who has no concept whatsoever about the realities of life. You know, people don't take their lives because Joe Biden is president. People take their lives because they have given up on life, because something is going on inside of them that they feel like they can't measure up. There's a myriad of reasons, but in many instances, people feeling as if they're not adequate enough to make it in this society. And we do live in a society that puts stress and pressure on people to measure up. And again, until we stop looking at people who have not been able to be as successful as we as individuals are, and I'm not referring to myself as being successful, but I'm talking about people who, you know, who have made it, quote unquote, made it. Everybody can't do that. And the majority of the American people don't do that. Well, but the rest of the people then feel as if, you know, their lives don't have value. We've got to be able to reach out to people and get them to understand that the value of their life was given to them the day they were born. It's not predicated on things. But that's not the society we live in, right? The solution to people being down about not having things is uplifting them with the truth of the value of their life. It's not based on temporal things. But in this country, it is. Thank you very much for the call, Tom. I appreciate it. Hey, Tom, you say what?
Hey, Earl. First off, the Republican Party are the Antichrist, and I think the things that you were just espousing actually are Christian values. But I have it's one word that's caused all of this. It's called Reaganomics. It's tax cuts for the billionaires and the rich, and making it where we have a complete, 15 families or four families own more wealth than the bottom, 50 or 60% of the country, 80% of the country, I think it is actually. That's an income disparity. And when that happens, these are the things that happen. Rent's too high, health care, medical care.
Yeah, I mean, people, look at all the homeless people.
Those are the reasons. Exactly. And the reason why they're homeless is because we do not have a more equal distribution in our society. You know, when FDR raised the tax rate on anyone that made over $3 million to 90%, Ronald Reagan came in and cut it down to 37%. So, I mean, we know what the answer is. And the answer is to have more of an equality and equity in our country.
Well, that's it, Tom. We got to go to the break, man. We're up against it. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News special report. Former President Trump says he'll release a detailed report of his own on Monday on what he calls election fraud in the state of Georgia. His announcement comes hours after a grand jury there indicted Mr. Trump and 18 allies on criminal charges for allegedly trying to change the 2020 election results. Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis.
It is now the duty of my office to prove these charges in the indictment beyond a reasonable doubt at trial.
She's hoping for a trial date within the next 6 months. CBS News legal contributor Ricky Kleeman.
You have 19 lawyers who can question jurors, who can question witnesses. This is a long trial.
UVA political analyst Larry Sabato on how it may affect the GOP presidential campaign.
Tim Scott, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, and the others. What will they do and say now? Will they finally break with Donald Trump?
CBS News special report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you come upon an abnormal traffic backup today, it's probably just Joe Biden. The president's visit to Milwaukee includes a stop at a business near the Brewers ballpark. It's anticipated the president will arrive in town during the early afternoon, with his remarks expected at around 1 or 2. You can catch the live broadcast of his message on this station. This visit marks President Biden's sixth trip to Wisconsin. A driver hydroplaning on the wet I-94 road surface resulted in a collision with a Waukesha County Sheriff's Squad yesterday and injuries to two deputies. Both deputies in the squad car struck sustained minor injuries. The driver who hit the squad car wasn't injured. Steer clear of Lake Michigan beaches in the area. A beach hazards statement is active for Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties through this afternoon. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us. Even more? CivicMedia.us. Even more?
You're such a lucky guy to have a girl is truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellows in the world, she belongs to me. But it was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. And the Donald Trump saga goes on and on and on and on and on and on. You know, man. Calvin, are you tired of this?
I was tired of it 6 months ago.
Man, I mean, how much more? Listen, here's a man you can say that they're just after him because they're afraid to run against him for president. I mean, you can say that. And that's what many people say. They just don't want Donald Trump to be the president of the United States again. So they're making up all this stuff on him. Hey, Calvin. You know, excuse me. If you believe that all this stuff is made up, I mean, come on, man. Maybe you believe in the tooth fairy. But how can you possibly, anybody with a modicum of reason, would not say that they're making all this up? And if that's the case, how come they've never done it to anybody else? Why would they just pick this man out? And just, well, they don't like Donald Trump, so they're all after him. Come on, Calvin. Hey, man, that's not even reasonable to come up with as an idea of why.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the documents case, they could have spun the narrative about it being invented, but the current indictment in D.C. and the most recent indictment in Georgia, we all saw that happen. We watched it. We heard what he said.
They can't even say that with the documents. They're showing him holding a document talking about, you know, what they're going to do there. I mean, he's done these things. Okay? If he didn't do them, then that's a different story. But he's done these things. And then to say the answer is, yeah, well, but, you know, it looks like a witch hunt. Come on, man. That may work on Truth Social. That may work on Fox News. That may work on some other, you know, news outlets. But, man, that's not going to work in the court. I can't, if I committed a crime, I can't go into court and when the judge and the jury and they come after me and my response is, it's a witch hunt. Hey, Calvin. Hey, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, is it really a witch hunt if the person's actually a witch?
Hey, man. And especially if they've got the goods on you, man. They've got all of these facts on him. And then people say, well, yeah, but they need to let him go so he can run for president of the United States. What the hell are you talking about, Calvin? I mean, so let him go. We know he did those things, but he still should have a right to run for president of the United States. I don't think so. Well, they're all after him. Well, okay. Many of us, Calvin, were saying a year ago, 2 years ago, why didn't they do something to this man? We saw what he did, as you stated. That man should not be above the law. No, I shouldn't be above the law. Nobody should be above the law, or the law isn't any good. The premise on the law being what it is based on what's good for the gander is good for the goose, and we don't show favorites. Well, but we know that's not the case. But anyway, that's what it should be. Well, everybody's piling up on him at the same time. Yes. Okay? But they're piling up on him because he did these things. And you can't say, and then at the same time, there are people who are still saying, Calvin, in the face of all of this, I still want him as my president. And I want him as my president because they're all jumping on him at the same time. What kind of rationale is that? Because they're all jumping on him at the same time? That's why you want him to be the president again? And not because, you know, he didn't do it? Man, you know, here's what this is leading up to. Now, you know, I get it. The people, the Republicans who are running against him, or as George Bush used to say, against him, those people don't want to upset the Republican voters who still support Donald Trump overwhelmingly over 50%. So they dare not say, hey, come on, this man and what he did is not right. You know, and it was, I think it was Ronald Reagan who used to say that the 11th commandment was, you should not badmouth another Republican. I think it was Ronald Reagan who said that. And so some people swear by that. And I don't know, you know, they know that if Donald Trump is in the debate, that he's gonna thrash them verbally. And yet they don't have the courage to say, hey, what he did is wrong. He's wrong. He broke the law over and over and over and over and over and over. Well, he has the right to say what he wants to say. Well, you can keep twisting it whichever way you want to twist it. In the end, the outcome is going to be defined not by Truth Social. Is not going to be defined by conservative news outlets. That decision is going to be determined by 12 jurors in 4 different indictments. That's where, you know, that's where it's going to wind up. And it's not going to be predicated on you think that there is a witch hunt. That works if you're around your friends. And that works outside of the courtroom. But, hey, you know, Donald Trump is not going to be able to get on Truth Social when he stands before a jury of his peers and they're going to say, guilty or innocent, what do you say? And based on all of the information that's already there, Calvin, they don't have to go look for any, right? I mean, it's there. Then what are they going to say? Well, he has a right to freedom of speech. It's not going to be that simple. They've got him dead to right. Well, we still think he should be able to run for president of the United States. Says who? And in what world does that make sense? Well, you know, the Democrats are just after him. Oh, hey, Calvin, 4 different indictments. They didn't collaborate on either one of them. They're all separate cases, right?
Yes. Yeah, and one from Georgia is not even coming from the federal government.
No, I know, man. And yet, You know, here's the man. We know what he did. He knows what he did. It's on tape. Just find me 11,000 votes. Well, you know, he has a right to his opinion. Oh, does he? Yeah. Okay. Well, I told you on Truth Social and Fox News and conservative outlets, you can say that. By rights, the man shouldn't be running for president of the United States. All things being equal, how does it make sense that a man is under four indictments should be running for president of the United States? How does that make any sense? Man, if aliens came from another planet and looked at what is happening, they would say, how is it possible that this man, under four criminal indictments, can run for president of the United States? It's nonsensical. But it just keeps on coming. It just keeps on coming. And I don't know. Lindsey Graham on yesterday was, you know, he's even getting frustrated with it. Donald Trump knows. I don't care how he stands upright every day and lies to people. And he needs to stop lying to himself. That's what he needs to do. Stop lying to yourself, President Trump, former President Trump. You aren't going to be the president of the United States ever again. You're not. There's no way possible that you're going to be the president of the United States again. And not even just because of the four indictments. You know, Calvin, I think you and I were still alive when he was president, right?
I think so.
Okay. So who would want that again? With common sense. Who would want to see that train wreck again? You know, arguably, he was not exactly the brightest man to ever hold office. I mean, I don't think anybody could argue that point. And if that's the case, why would you want him back again? We need a cerebral person in the White House. That's not Donald Trump. I'm sorry. It's just not. It's not now, nor has it ever been. And the fact that he's got a deal. So, Calvin, so what happens if these cases hit and he's in court and he's now running against Joe Biden, but he can't go to the event because he's got to be in court? Well, hey, come on, man. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
President Joe Biden is in Wisconsin on Tuesday, August 15th, and you'll find complete coverage of his visit on your local Civic Media radio station.
News director Terry Bell will kick it all off during the newscast at noon, followed by Town Call with Devil's Advocates host Mike Crute joining the show live on location in Milwaukee. Then listen for the president's speech during the Todd Alba Show after 1 p.m.
Special live coverage of President Joe Biden's stop in Milwaukee Tuesday, August 15th, starting at noon on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with highs around 76. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 55. High of 81 tomorrow, mainly sunny. Temps below average Thursday and Friday, with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered storms Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
It's been coming for some time. When it's over, so let's say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Hey, Calvin, you don't take, you're a young guy, man, so I know you don't take health supplements, right?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you're a young guy. You know, you'll get there. But anyway, I know many people in this audience take these health supplements. I know I do. It's a billion-dollar industry, and how many of us knew that it's an industry that's unregulated? Man, all of these health supplements that we take are unregulated, and they're causing more harm than good. Are they either immune boost or are they over-the-counter poison? How can it be that that's not regulated, man? Jack from Merrimack, Jack, he knows everything, man. Hey, Jack, how come these supplements aren't regulated?
I really don't know. If you want to read an interesting book on regulation and how our FDA came about, there's a book called The Poison Squad, and I cannot remember her first name. I believe the last name of the author is Blum, B-L-U-M. But it details this Mr. Wiley, who basically started the FDA. And it's a very interesting tale. They used to use all kinds of interesting chemicals in foods and pharmaceuticals that we wouldn't consider safe today. There were heavy metals, for example, which tend to be brightly colored compounds, and they used them to change the color of various candies. They would put in to extend milk. They put magnesium carbonate chalk, basically, into milk to and then add water to make it last longer, yes, to make a right. Larger volume. But I don't know about today's supplements, vitamins and minerals. frankly, kind of caught me by surprise, but because I had called and you'd asked a question earlier, and the question was, how can anyone in their right mind vote for or have a candidate under four indictments for the president? And, the answer to that one, I think I have. Cultists don't care. They are the acolytes of the leader. They're true believers. They, whatever the leader does is just fine with them. And the other half of that is, what, you know, how can a party put that person up for their presidential candidate? And the answer is very simple. The party transitioned over from a democracy party to an authoritarian party. All you have to do is look at the state legislature here in Wisconsin and things like the threats to impeach a justice of our state Supreme Court, and those threats started before she was even elected. That's the kind of political party the Republicans have become. Those are the answers that I get.
Well, Jack, and the fact that we know that we've got some of them listening, and they really do need to think, right? You're just asking them to think just a little bit, just think a little bit of what you're defending, right? Shouldn't we defend people who are right, Jack? I mean, why do we defend people who are wrong and people who are in the wrong? We know this man is wrong.
Yeah, I really can't give you an answer to that.
I mean, it's that simplistic. It should be that simplistic. Do we support people in right or do we support people in wrong? It's that simple for me, Jack. I don't support people in wrong. I don't care if they're my family members, if they're my own blood, if they're my own children. I'm not supporting you in wrong. Shouldn't that be the measuring stick?
Yeah, that's you would think, but you'd also think that people would vote for those who are more looking at their best interests. And unfortunately, given the Republican Party and their philosophy for decades now, probably since the 1980s, if not before, that anybody that votes Republican is basically voting, give billions away to billionaires and cut programs that actually help other people.
I would say this, Jack, though. I could understand it if you're a rich Republican, but if you're the average Joe, why are you believing in that?
Well, you know, again, the Republican Party has built up this cultist following for Trump, and they've built up a base that is very tribal. And so if you're woke, in quotes, whatever that means to them, because they haven't come up with a real definition that I've seen, or if you are interested in legislation that will help others, that's against the Republicans' interests, because they're trying to support their billionaire buddies.
Hey, Jack, I got to stick a pin in it there. Thank you very much for the call. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season,
to mastering those retrieval skills season, from clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season, and of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it, because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.